Station Space, Slashdot Radio.
You can send out love off this show.
Gaze,
over the love.
Dedication.
Actually, it's radar love.
The thing is that, you know, Etcetera Ports does not have, like, a TCP/IP port for love.
They really? Should.
It should. I mean, I don't know. It's like, it should be, like, 69 or something. And you should just be able to, like, whoa, you know, open up that prompt. And I don't know. Does it need to be encrypted or anything?
Nah.
We can
free love. Free love. Open love.
I think
open
we're talking about trusted networks. I think it's open.
You can broadcast love to your whole subnet.
That's true. And, yeah, so, you know, you send it all to zero.
I do often. Usually.
Or to 255. And, you know, just broadcast it over everyone.
I tend to filter out love at the router, but that's just me.
Potter, nature has caused Potter to filter love.
Are we actually recording
Heck
this?
Heck yeah, dude, we're recording it.
All right, well, you're listening to Geeks in Space. We
you figured
have to
that
do
out.
Introduction.
You figured out that you're
well,
listening to
Geeks
in Space.
Well, mostly because you had
space.
To click on the link, and if you didn't figure
right.
it out before you clicked on the link, then I'm going to have to spank you.
Though maybe you're just listening
well,
to this.
Well, this is the free love special, you know, broadcasting from the Geek Compound brothel.
I thought we were from the planet Namek this week.
That's true. Yeah, we're broadcasting from the planet Namek. Each of us has picked a character from Dragon Ball Z for whom we will be for the duration of the show.
Well,
I am Gohan.
I'm Garlic Jr.
Can I be Sencho?
No, you're Dr.
Is
Willow.
Is going to be Bubbles?
I vote Nate as Bubbles.
No, I want to be Master Roshi.
All right, you're Master
He's
Roshi.
He's a dirty old man.
Jeff, you look fairly green. You can be Mr. Piccolo.
I'm wearing a green shirt. I am Mr. Piccolo, a.k.a. Jeff, a.k.a. Hemos.
Yes, I am Rob Gohan Malda.
Oh, I'm still Garlic Jr.
Otherwise known in real life as Potter
or Cowboy Neil or many, many other aliases.
Many of which we
usually
get bleeped.
Hey, stop. Put that package of pantyhose back down.
Stop touching me.
No. If you're going to shoplift, why don't you shoplift something a boy would buy?
No, you're getting me confused with Master Roshi again. I told you he's a dirty old man.
No, it's Dr. Willow, dude. The entire reason why he needs a body is not to take over the planet. It's to shoplift.
It's to feel the silky... Oh, never mind.
For those of you guys who
I think
are clueless,
Jeff gave me a five-finger discount just then.
We yesterday watched way too much Dragon Ball Z because it was President's Day, and we could think of no better way to celebrate President's Day than by watching Japanese animation
on Toonami.
On Toonami.
And my attention span is actually still one-tenth of what it was before I watched it.
Yeah, but I know now to look out for the moon.
Yep. All right, well, we should finish introductions. Because we have a guest.
Oh, hi. I'm Emmett. I write for Slashdot. And I'm coming over a little cold, and everyone's making fun of me, and it's very hurtful.
We're mean-spirited and evil-tempered people.
Yes.
Over that cold already.
And oh, okay. I'm Nate, and I'm mixing.
It's pretty exciting. As every day.
As every
he sits
Geeks
on his
Space
chair.
Episode that you've listened to, except one, I think. I didn't mix.
We
except
did one.
The one.
Yeah,
oh,
Potter
yeah,
mixed
we did
one
without you.
Yeah, and I bet it sounded shitty.
Everybody, it's...
Oh, you're swearing already. Oh.
Beep, beep.
See, we were...
Stop with the fucking swearing.
Woo! No, that episode was, quote, dandy. Unquote.
Officially dandy.
Who was quoted as saying that?
Official
you?
Sources
I think it
say.
Was me, actually.
The fill-in-the-replacement Potter did it.
You can quote yourself, right? I said it was dandy.
Jeff does. Jeff
all
puts
right.
his own quotes in his sig file.
We get a lot to talk about.
We got a lot
real
to...
Real things.
Yeah, real things. All right, Red Hat.
Red Hat's got a deal now with Real Networks,
yeah.
I guess, is the deal. For those of you who have been wondering, there's always been kind of this weird little tension on, you know, like future streaming protocols and, you know, how that's all going to sort out. One of the bigger issues is, of course, you know, since Microsoft has been, I don't know, what's the best word for it? Not necessarily inching, but beginning to push a little into that space.
Thrusting.
Thrusting is too harsh.
How about menacing?
They've been threatening to menace.
Posturing.
Ooh, posture.
Ooh.
That's a good word.
Leaning.
They've been, you know, with like, there's also been things like SDMI, but then there's like the Microsoft Media thing. But there's also the Real Audio, which, you know, isn't like the greatest thing in the world, you know, but it gets the
kind
job
of,
done.
Kind of has become the standard,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And it also traditionally has had a Linux client. I mean, I remember using that thing, you know, the old Motif clients on Solaris, you know, way back in the day. So
I'm sorry.
There's it's nice to see that you know, there's a partnership there going between Red Hat and Real, because at least, you know, we know that there'll be Linux clients and we won't be locked out in the cold in the future.
Real Player 7 is supposed to be out within 30 days, mm-hmm. according to Real's website.
Now, that's got the video stuff too, right?
Yeah. Real Player is audio and video.
I haven't, you know, I don't listen to much stream. I don't even listen to Geeks in Space. I don't have a streaming audio player on my machine.
Except for that Java applet that he uses to watch all that porn in.
No.
The closest to porn I have is the Jennycam. And I don't even watch that in real time. I just, like, use
anyway,
my PostScript to download it every
dealing
day.
Dealing with real networks, as opposed to Rob's pornographic
porn addiction
tendencies.
Dude, it's not porn, it's Jenny!
Jenny's
what about
porn.
That
porn.
All right, Red Hat and Real Networks are teaming together to bring... basically, Real Server 7 and Real Player 7 are going to be bundled with Red Hat, and Real 7 will be released for Linux in general within 30 days. So that's cool.
It's cool that they're giving themselves, like, a deadline.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
Deadlines?
Yeah, the Palestinians and Israeli did that too, but
never mind.
That's totally different. That's good that it's coming out. It's not GPL'd or anything, so...
Surprise.
Not so good, but...
Hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You'll be able to stream your porn.
You'll be
or
able to stream
Geeks
your
in Space.
Porn.
Or you're going to be able to stream Geeks in Space.
More importantly.
That's yes, very important.
Exactly.
So what else we got up
I
there?
I think to a certain demographic, we are porn.
I don't know about you,
that's about
it,
the longest pause we've ever had.
Well, we all sorted through.
We're all trying to compute in what way we could be regarded as porn. I mean, Cowboy Neil, sure.
People have got some weird fetishes
out
there.
I mean,
sexy
we do have the hot members of our cast, but, you know, it's...
Well, thank you. I have put on cocoa butter.
Oh, is that what that smell is?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We're going to be cooking him later. We got a new grill.
Who knew?
Soylent Green is made of jam.
Hemos.
Soylent Green is Hemos.
Let's see. The Palm 3C and the Palm 3XE all came out today.
Woohoo!
Now they're actually real and you can go and buy them.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Palm 3C color. Imagine that.
256 color, 8-bit, not too shabby.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Now, what's the memory on the 3s? Is
that
4 or 8? 8? See, that's not bad. You can actually start fitting some images in there.
Yep.
The thing about it is that it's the 3, you know, and the 3s, it's kind of like, you know, driving like a mid-80s Volvo or something.
Yeah, they're
you know,
big and bulky.
It still works, but it's bulky and nasty.
They require the batteries. They don't have the lithium recharge.
They recharge in
your
cradle.
Yeah, but they're dependable. I mean, with the mid-80s Volvo, they're dependable. They'll never shut down. The OS has been running on them for a bazillion years. And
yeah,
they know what they're doing
there. Messed up my 5. My 5, for reasons I still am unsure of, blanked. And I lost all
of
myself.
And then it exploded.
And then it
melted. And destroyed everything in a 1-mile radius.
A big hole in my pocket. And yeah, it was
this before or after you tried to boil
in 5 seconds.
Don't you remember that program I beamed you called Destroy My Palm?
I knew I shouldn't have run it.
You sure?
PRC. You know, the best program I ever had for my pilot, and this is back when I had a Palm Pro, it was a Tamagotchi simulator. And part about this one was that it actually, like, turned on and woke the thing up out of suspend, and it drained my batteries one time. It's like, it actually did something. You know, the little toy Tamagotchis weren't so bad.
You little bastard!
But this one woke up and erased my palm. I mean, that's evil. That's not you can't punish it. It's software.
I think the lesson we've learned here is that Rob isn't ready for pets.
Rob's ready for technology.
Hey, I have a cat.
Dude, you could totally
no,
punish it.
You
go in there with hack
cat.
And you just set it sad bit to 1.
Oh, right.
Man.
It's kind of like the paxilization of Tamagotchi.
You are happy. Trust me, you're so happy.
So yeah, if you're interested in getting a new Palm, I guess color is the way to go. I'm looking forward to them getting the color in the 5s personally. But the thing about it is they've got the 7s and they've got the 3. The 7s also are 3s, but they have a big honking antenna. You know, so you can, and then the 5s, you know, which are obviously the coolest because magnesium alloy case and rechargeable,
best form factor,
and thin. So it's going to be interesting to see when they finally get the color, the 5s with the color and the wireless without the big clunky antenna. Because then, you know, it's going to be all right.
That's the solution. It's where it's got to go. So, one world, one palm.
I'm sure that somebody at 3Com knows that and is working on that already.
You,
but,
you think?
Yeah.
You think?
But they can send us a prototype whenever
I hope
it's ready.
They don't have, you know, 15 more revisions on the Palm 3 yet.
You never know. They can be
we're releasing the Palm 3.
QR.
Yeah.
Is my
How
palm
many characters
3.
Can we append to I?
I got my Palm 3 EIEIO.
So let's see what else is happening.
The Linux Processor Showdown is a good feature running today.
Linux Word Processor Showdown. Yeah, it's word processors, which I commented on the story. I actually haven't used a word processor since college. I haven't written a paper. I, you know, have been mailed papers, and I've had to, you know, write quick little Perl scripts to strip the control characters out so I can read them. But I haven't used a word processor. But some of you use word processors, and you write words. And, well, for you guys, you can look at this week. Well, we had K-Word and Applix were both reviewed. And we're going to be following that up with, Click and...
StarOffice Writers
Star
and
Office.
WordPerfect.
Yeah, WordPerfect,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, as a bunch
Abby
of the
Word.
People who are writing comments didn't...
Show me
the source!
Yeah, as a bunch of the people who were commenting afterwards obviously didn't read the intro, because they're like, why aren't you reviewing WordPerfect? Blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, it's listed.
Well,
it
maybe you should
later.
Try reading.
Oh, and on the subject of word processors, to those people who flamed me because last week on Geeks in Space, Jeff and Nate mispronounced tech, I knew that they were pronouncing it wrong, but I didn't feel like going into it. I didn't say it. It's tech, not
text.
How'd
you pronounce it text?
They pronounced it text.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, I know, yeah, Knuth and Latex. And so, you know, I got flamed over that.
So this
but
week,
you got to love latex.
I love latex, but...
I love to run latex on my Linux box. What are you talking about?
Someone's getting hurt in
I usually use a Debian distribution.
On Linux? Yeah, that the word processor thing will be continuing. The gentleman who offered... what's the name of the guy who wrote it?
It's Matthew...
McConaughey.
Monstrosity.
Monstrosity.
Hi, no, I'm Matthew Monstrosity.
He's like Mr. Onion or Mr. Garlic.
You may remember me from
Garlic
Jr.
Garlic Jr.
Mr. Monstrosity invades Tokyo.
Mr. Monstrosity invades Tokyo.
Okay, yeah, it's French, it's
now he's a good guy. He's going to work on that. And after we finish up the word processor things, I guess he's going to go on and do, you know, things like spreadsheets. And I actually do use spreadsheets. Cause
that'd be cool. Just last week, I've officially moved out of the dark ages. And I've been running Linux.
That's right. I have running water and electricity now.
No more text mode applications.
High-quality manufactured
well, no,
metallic tools.
I've been running console. I've been running console all this time. And with my new laptop I got from a really cool company that I don't think I can mention the name of.
Why not?
Tuxtops?
Yeah, okay, it's Tuxtops.
There you go.
I got a really
It's okay to plug people.
Cool yeah. laptop.
We don't care.
I got to show you. It rules.
I
it's
met those
bag.
Guys at the show. They're smart at Last Linux Worlds. They're smart guys.
They've
Who
got a brain
guys?
In their head. They're like
Tuxtops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they sell laptops, and they're not like, ooh, let's start a Linux business. They like, yeah. actually know what
they're
talking about.
They're like geeks. They know their stuff. I was pretty impressed, and the ones that they had at the show,
they were
sweet.
Bad.
The little ones were pretty stout little machines.
The
ultralights. I didn't see that. Yeah, I didn't see the big ones that, you know, I've got the Linux running on the Vio, and that's all right.
I got the monolith model.
Yeah,
I got
the thing,
like the big black brick.
I'm still my dream laptop now since EverQuest has actually become an aspect in people's lives. So the 3D accelerator in the laptop has become more important, and my old NEC actually has a 3D accelerator, which means, you know, I can, you know, actually run EverQuest on it. Of course, it's running Windows, which means it's crashed uncountable number of times.
Don't tell me about it, dude.
Nate and I are in a race to see who could crash our machines the most. He's crashing it courtesy of DirectX errors, and I'm crashing, you know, courtesy of bad Windows karma. But
and you've got a lot
well,
of
Well, we
it.
Should note, we
oh,
are
right.
playing EverQuest
on the
Karana
that's
server.
That's with a K, by
Nate
the way.
Nate is Miss Fickle. I am Hemos, as
I'm
you
actually
can
Miss Taco, because somebody took Commander Taco.
You know, if you happen to be a 50th level character and you don't want to give us
actually, you know what
magical
I need?
Items.
I need help. I'm, like, stuck out in Hollis, and none
yeah,
of my
Rob's
friends
a
are near
Hollis. Barbarian rogue.
I'm, like, stuck out in Hollis. I look hot, okay? I'm wearing a little kilt, you know, and I've got, like, face paint. I'm a little hottie, okay?
And Rob will do some Britishing with
that's
you.
That's right.
if you don't know what Britishing
real
is, read
real
old
dollars
old
for
man
cyber
Murray.
Sex.
Yeah, read Old Man Murray to find out about Britishing, his EverQuest review. Yep. Anyway, Rob.
Yeah, I'm out in Hollis, which is kind of cool because some pretty powerful characters run through, and I'm hot. So I'm standing in this canyon, and they're all like, hey, I'll shoot you with this spell, and hey, I'll give you this cool helmet, and, you know, I'm hot, I'll take it. But I can't get anywhere, like, fun, like with near
AKA
Jeopardy or
Freeport,
the Pope.
Where, yeah, Freeport, where we're hanging out.
So, yeah, I'm actually in the Hollis Canyon, and if any of you wants to, you know, give me stuff, because I need it, because I'm really terrible.
More to the point,
Kurt the Pope is also playing. His handle is E-pop.
Rashman.
E-pop, which you might note is Pope backwards.
And
someone had already taken Pope.
He's actually made it to Freeport now, so...
Yeah, so we're all right. We're hanging out in Freeport. If one of you could get Rob from Hollis to Freeport so that I wouldn't have to listen to him...
And he is a hottie.
Yeah, he is a hottie.
I'm wearing the little kilt, and...
Yeah,
I mean, you can't say no.
Yeah, if one of you could get him down there and then, you know... equip us all ridiculously powerfully.
And if someone just wants to sit around and be our spirit of the wolf bitch, that'd
yeah,
be good.
Because
then we get times two movement rate all the time.
Can we say bitch?
Oh, well, you already said the F word, Emmett. So.
We've never said the F word.
Yeah.
That's
dude.
Not true.
Emmett, you're fired.
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right. Tune in next week where we fire another guest of Geeks in Space.
Ooh, that's funny. An echo to that.
I don't think I'm going to be on next week. I've got plans to be anywhere but here.
Well, when are you going down south, Mr. Bates?
I will be gone next week. I will be in. I will be on vacation.
We will probably do a Geeks in Space regardless.
I need to get two levels
we
ahead
may have
of him.
We may have to pull Kurt in.
Will
we
come
have to
back
pull
up?
The Pope. Yeah, we'll get Emmett out here again.
And then Rob
by the
will
way,
be gone.
That's an expensive.
By the way, the Pope, that's Kurt at thepope.org.
Yeah.
His rash has cleared up, and he thanks you all for your concerns.
Prayers.
Yeah, for your prayers.
Intercessions.
For, yeah.
However, the frontal lobotomy is only halfway finished, so if you could...
You could email him.
Is that why he's limping?
Kurt, yeah, that's why he's been kind of looking a little shaking up. But yeah, email him, wish him the best of luck with the frontal lobotomy. That's Kurt@thepope.org.
Actually, if you could just not tell him about the frontal lobotomy and just tell him that you hope the surgery goes well, that'd be nice.
He doesn't like to be reminded about the lobotomy. It makes him nervous, you know, brain poking around in there with a fork.
But I told him I am an expert with an ice pick.
But if you say surgery, he just assumes it's his penis extension.
Right. What else do we got up there? There's got to be something else.
Taiwan mobile computing industry is getting behind Crusoe. That's it's good to see.
There's going to be supposedly I'm going to be getting my hands on one of those Crusoe-based web pads.
Oh,
so, can you get my hands on one?
Well, I don't know, but I'm when there's something tangible that I can poke at, I guess I'm getting my hands on one. We'll try that out.
Excellent.
We've also got the 8-bit Linux distribution.
Yep. The 8-bit is interesting. They're a
motherboard.
Yeah, motherboard manufacturer.
I've never had an 8-bit, so I don't really know.
But they have issued a specialized distribution just for their hardware, which, you know, great, another distribution. But it's interesting to see that more hardware manufacturers, I guess, are thinking about this, creating a distribution that runs really well with their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and really, I mean, it seems like I'm assuming that the bulk of their modifications would be kernel level. I mean, I can't mm-hmm. imagine that you need to compile a special version of LS in order to, you know, take advantage of your 8-bit motherboard.
No.
But it seems like, you know, hopefully those will all that stuff will all trickle back into the kernel too.
LS
but,
runs 300 times faster with this.
Well, the
flash.
Thing about it is that LS really fast with 8-bit motherboards. Yeah,
LS-8-bit.
See, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that happens. I mean, I hope that this kind of stuff trickles back into the kernel because I obviously don't want to have to run 8-bit Linux in order to use my 8-bit motherboard, and I'm assuming that that'll all kind of happen. But
yeah.
It still is cool because, you know, it used to be, you know, that you had to boot a DOS floppy in order to, like, update your BIOS motherboard or your motherboard BIOS.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that the hardware manufacturers are kind of looking at that.
Someone's got a brain.
It makes sense. I have something that we should talk about. What's your favorite motherboard brand? Because I've always been an Asus person.
I'm an Asus person, too.
Asus.
I think my current one's an A-Trend.
What about BIOS?
Who?
What about your BIOS?
Well, anything besides AMI BIOS.
Yeah, AMIs. Yeah. I got the problems with the AMIs.
I used to be in love with my Phoenix.
Phoenix is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I've had a
yeah.
lot of Phoenixes.
Phoenix
Award wasn't bad.
Award wasn't
yeah.
bad, but the AMI thing had like that terrible window interface
yeah.
for a while.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
It was like, ooh, let's yeah. like take 5 minutes
do that
to
do
anything.
Poll.
That would be a good poll.
And favorite motherboard.
Favorite motherboard manufacturer. Also, it looks like we have a consensus pretty much in here for favorites.
My new K7M. Kicks
yeah,
my
Nate
ass.
And I got our game machines, and except for the fact that Nate's crashes pretty well constantly.
Yeah, I think
you want to throw a shout out to the name of that company?
Microsoft and whoever developed EverQuest, 989 Studios.
There we go. 989 Studios.
We attack Sony.
Yeah.
.com.
The Sony Corporation, who will be sending the special forces to
you
dispose of the NATO.
You say that as you're typing each of you on VIOS.
Sony VIOS.
Right.
Yeah.
And looking at our Sony monitors on our new machines.
And
playing
Sony
a PlayStation.
Products.
Yeah.
Spotter wears his Sony headphones.
Yeah.
And Rob inserts his Sony biochip. Oh.
We were playing with Ibo earlier today.
The Ibo ass chip.
I never got to play with one, so I had to play with the Ibo.
They're cute.
And that's why Ibo looks like he's been hit by a bus.
Yeah, he's like, he tipped over. He's like, gravity, screw it.
But one thing Emmett is going to try and do while he's here is fix the Arkanoid.
Fix the Arkanoid.
Yeah, the Arkanoid table. For those of you who don't know, Nate's present to me for Christmas was a fabulous Arkanoid cocktail-style video game machine.
It's very nice.
It's very sweet. Although we seem to have worn out the first-player controller, and having played it, like 1,000 times, it has taken to giving us random errors and locking up.
Bad hardware.
Yeah.
I.O. error.
Yeah. My favorite is when you're playing and it's like, you got a score, you're like up to 80,000, and you're like, yeah, and then, and then it stops.
Yep.
And then you're
sucks
just like,
to be you.
You're just screaming. I still have the high score, but it's been reset so many times that it just doesn't matter anymore.
We let him keep this fantasy.
I got 127,000 points at Arkanoid. What was your best score?
He actually only got 3 blocks, but we just told him they counted for a lot.
Dude, you're so lying. I like
my
saw
best score was like around 90,000.
Yeah, yeah. I've only broke 100
my
once.
My highest was like, I think, 60.
But it's a cool game.
There was one time I made it to level 2.
That was pretty sick.
And that's why
I
got like laser.
I got to like level 22 or something. That was pretty sweet. Level 22 is like, all the boards are like, here's 3 blocks, and they're completely surrounded by indestructible bricks. But Arkanoid, is that like a game that everybody's going to understand the concept of? It's kind of like...
Oh, it's Breakout on Crack.
But yeah.
You have to get closer to the microphone.
It's like Breakout, but you... I like the introduction. The era and time is unknown.
No.
That's the introduction. The era and time.
Warped somewhere by someone.
Right. And then you ride around in your Vouse. Which, it's like, no, it's just a little paddle and I'm shooting a ball. But they, like, tried to have a plot.
Well, there is a plot line involved. There's actually Arkanoid 2.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have to defeat this guy. And
like Wrath of something.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like the Wrath of...
Electric Boogaloo.
Jabuki Boy or whatever. But he's just this big head in the middle. But the way you beat it is you go all the way to the left, hit the fire button, it goes up, bounces, hit him in the head, bounces down, you go all the way to the right... It bounces up. All you keep doing is go all the way to the left and all the way to the right.
That's kind of a lame
thing. That's
right.
Arkanoid 2, Revenge of Doe.
There
Doe.
We go. Revenge of Doe.
No,
but...
oh, boy.
As far as I could tell, Arkanoid 1 doesn't really have much of a plot. It's just a ball bounces. But when you get to the high levels, it's like there's 3 blocks and all the rest of the blocks are indestructible. And you just play for like
you
a half
hit
hour.
Each brick 10 times.
You play for like a half hour just praying that you can get that one brick to ricochet the 37 times in order to get the kill. And then you execute your fatality and rip the spine out. Oh, never mind. Different game.
Oh, Cowboy Neil.
That's why I never got into Arkanoid. I never made it that level because I was all, where's the shotgun and the rocket launcher?
You're all like, I need a better 3D accelerator because I can only run this at whatever the television's resolution is. 512 by 400.
I used to play Arkanoid 2 on my 286 with CGA emulation.
Oh, boy.
Disgusting.
CGA was pretty cool.
It was CGA emulation.
But you only need 4.
Hercules monochrome.
It's like tan and like cyan and like magenta and white and black or something.
And then there's EGA, the bastard child of video displays.
Right. Well, that was like all the Sierra games for a while were EGA.
King's Quest, yeah.
16 colors.
16, but it's this 16.
That was nice because they could port them to the Apple II in double high res.
And then we finally got VGA.
And all was right with the world.
Wing Commander.
Until, we finally grew past that stupid, let's have a palette.
256 color palette thing.
What the hell is a palette?
Then, was propagated entirely by Gordon Stijink into the next millennium.
Yeah, our comp sci, we did all of our graphics, hit 256 color, and we spent most of the semester wrestling with color palette problems and not, like, algorithms
for
3D.
And everyone had to write a program where, you know, you draw a graphic and then change the colors on the palette so you can have weird, cool color shifts.
The best part was...
I had to get stoned and looked at your exams.
The best part was when we wrote the ray tracer, because, you know, he's like, you had a customized palette, and you had to, like, edit your palette, unless you, like, weren't an idiot, and you just did it in grayscale, because grayscale was, like, 8 billion times easier. Yeah. It's just like, oh, I don't have to... Oh, it's the fourth shade of blue, because I've only got room for 200. Oh,
are you still a little bitter about that, Ryan?
You know, I loved the class. It was probably the best class I had in all of college, but writing a ray tracer that worked in indexed color,
it was not fun.
I still have a couple of 8-bit displays at home.
We're going to set fire to those right after the
right,
show.
Potter, now you're fired.
Both of you. Now it's just three of us. It's all right. We're the good ones.
Yeah.
Damn it.
We'll go off. They're going to go off and start
really
their
nice
own radio show.
Yeah. It's just a frame buffer.
We'll spit at each other at conventions.
I hate you very much.
I hate you, geeksunderwater.com.
Whoa.
Right.
Well, it's been another exciting episode of Geeks in Space.
As we always like to say, it's better than a colonoscopy.
What? We've never said that before.
Besides, when's the last time you had a colonoscopy? They have great anesthetics for those.
Oh, well, then never mind.
We've been who we are, and Jeff Bates as the beaver.
Okay.
Whoa.
So we should bring the...
Yeah.
Bring that feedback.
Oh, damn. Cowboy Nail Shake.
Rob's going to do the single finger solo that usually accompanies us.
I can play with three fingers.
Just get on the mic.
Come on.
Get on the mic. Right.
I made that up.
Yeah.
My composing career is right. As soon as this whole internet thing is over with, I'm going to my composing career.
Thomas Hildy's going to get a call.
The arpeggio on.
All you need is love. Remember that? See, because we started the show with love, and then we can, you know, end it, and then it's like bookend. You know, like a good Terry Gilliam movie or something.
Yeah, foreshadowing.
We foreshadowed about the love theme of this show.
That's right. And then we just forgot love, because we just make this up as we go.
And we took love when we set it on fire.
All right, that's Pyro Emmett. Thanks for being a guest on the show this week. We'll miss you back in when you return to Philadelphia.
Oh, no, you won't.
Yeah, not much. But we'll always be online, so we'll always be together with love.
Yes, on a mailing list.
On a mailing list.
From hell.
Yes, and speaking of hell, we'll see you guys next week.
Yep.
Take
it easy. Bye.